The Bush administration has decided that the war on terrorism requires new ground rules in a country that's a lot nearer to us than Afghanistan. In South America, Congress currently restricts the use of military aid in Colombia to anti-drug efforts. Colombia got $1.7 billion in U.S. military aid over the last 2 years. Yesterday, administration officials told a congressional committee that they want to use some of that to combat rebel groups they think are terrorists. NPR's David Wellner reports.
Throughout nearly 4 decades of fighting that's claimed some 40,000 lives, Colombia's military has been battling the Colombian Revolutionary Armed Forces, a Marxist insurgency known by its Spanish acronym, FARC. Yesterday, Undersecretary of State Mark Grossman told the House subcommittee that oversees foreign military aid that both the FARC and right-wing paramilitary forces fighting those rebels are deeply involved in every aspect of drug trafficking in Colombia. Grossman said that was why the Bush administration wants Congress to allow U.S.-bought military equipment to be used in Colombia for more than just fighting drugs.
What we want to do with this new authority is essentially to make it possible for the Colombians to use the helicopters that have already been delivered to fight terrorism. Right now, if the FARC is attacking place X, Y, or Z in Colombia, and it's not connected to narcotics, we don't allow the Colombians to use those helicopters. We'd like to make it possible for them to use that equipment to fight terrorism.
Ever since it broke off peace talks with rebels in February, the Colombian government has been pressing the U.S. to expand military assistance beyond the drug war. In his latest budget plan, President Bush requested nearly $100 million to help protect a major Colombian oil pipeline from rebel attacks. And he's since asked Congress to add $35 million more for counterinsurgency aid. Army Major General Gary Speer, who's the acting head of the U.S. Southern Command, told the panel yesterday that Colombia simply lacks the resources to defend itself.
And it is the linchpin in the Andean region, and as such is vital interest to not only what happens in Colombia, but what happens around Colombia.
Republicans largely refrained from questioning the proposal, but the top Democrat on the panel, Nita Lowey of New York, said there's little to show for all the money the U.S. has already sent Colombia.
The strength and reach of paramilitary forces has increased in all areas of the country with no check from the Colombian army, and the area of cocoa cultivation increased significantly last year despite our aerial spraying campaign.
The State Department's Grossman defended how U.S. funds have been used in Colombia, asserting they've helped reduce human rights abuses by the military.
Still, too many Colombians continue to suffer abuses by state security forces or by terrorist groups acting in collusion with state security units, and those responsible must be punished.
But Wisconsin Democrat David Obey pointed out that Colombia spends only 3.5% of its GDP on defense, while all but the poorest and least educated of its men are exempted from supposedly obligatory military service.
If we're going to commit our resources and our effort and our prestige, then we ought to do it after Colombia has demonstrated it's willing to belly up to the line, not beforehand.
Next week, Colombian President Andres Pastrana is to meet with President Bush at the White House to discuss both fighting drugs and terrorism. But ranking Democrat Lowey noted that presidential elections are being held next month in Colombia, and it's not clear who'll be in charge when Pastrana's term ends in August.
How can Congress act on this fundamental shift in policy without any assurance that the new government of Colombia will stick to any of the objectives or policies of the Pastrana government?
The State Department's Grossman argued such assistance is needed now to stop the armed groups he called terrorists.
They don't stop their attacks waiting for an election. They're attacking today and tomorrow and yesterday. And this coca continues to grow and it continues to come into the United States.
Grossman offered lawmakers assurances that no U.S. combat troops will be sent to Colombia and that the current U.S. presence there, no more than 400 military personnel and 400 civilians, will not increase. He also said the U.S. will continue to insist that the Colombian military and police respect human rights, though he's not yet certified to Secretary of State Colin Powell that this year such rights have been respected. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.